Good morning. Today we're going to discuss a couple of the minhagim as it relates to the afikoman. We'll focus on the following two. Number one is what is done with the afikoman once it is broken from the middle matzah. And number two is what's the basis for children, quote unquote, stealing the afikoman. So we'll start with number one. The Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows, that we break the middle matzah, we break it in two, and we take part of it. The minhag is to take the larger part of it, and we give it, says the Shulchan Aruch, to somebody who is eating at the table to watch over it. L'shom ra l'afikomen, to watch it over, because it's going to be used as afikomen. And he puts it under the mapal, literally under the tablecloth. He puts it in a designated place that he has, that he's going to be able to watch it right there. That is the shmira of the afikomen. The Be'er Hetev says something similar. It's not put under the tablecloth. It's put under bein hakar v'akesis, between his pillow and the cushions there. So different places that the afikoman was put in order to be able to watch over it. So why do we have this concept of having it in a shmiras, a secure place? So there are a couple of explanations given for this. Number one is it's based on the pasuk Gashmartem et amatzos, that there's a shmira. We have to be watching over the matzos. So we extend that to watching over this afikoman from the beginning of when it's taken until it's eaten at the end of the Seder. And another explanation is based on the Me'iri, that it's actually Zecher LeKorban Pesach. The Me'iri tells us that at the time that we had a Beis HaMikdash, a Beis HaMikdash Kayam, they would eat a Kazayis of the Korban Pesach to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and then they would fill up on eating meat from the Korban Chagiga. So while they were eating the Korban Chagiga, and they would get back to the Korban Pesach and finish up the meat of the Korban Pesach, they would be matzniyayet. They hid the basar, the meat of the Korban Pesach, in a designated protected place. And accordingly, just like they would put the Korban Pesach meat aside, we also put aside the afikoman. We hide it in a certain place as a zecher leKorban Pesach. Now, the second minhag may get in the way of the first minhag, because there's a minhag that the children take the afikoman. So this has a couple explanations. So we'll bring down two of them, but there are many more. So one is that there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says that chotfim afikoman belele Pesachim bishvil hatinakot shelo yishnu. That the Yushla Chotef, literally they used to grab, they used to play with it, they used to be active with the Afikomen at the late Lela Seder, so the children would not fall asleep. This is part of making the night exciting, doing strange things, so the children ask. So part of that was taking the Afikomen and grabbing it and playing around with it. So based on that, that would be a genesis for the minhag, that the children got involved in taking away the afikoman from us. And the second explanation is brought by the Vayaged Moshe and others, that this assists us in remembering to eat the afikoman at the end of the meal, because the children are expecting that we're going to redeem, pay them off, give them a present, I guess, to get the afikoman from them, so they're not going to forget about that, and that will indeed be for our benefit, because that will remind everyone at the Seder that we need to eat the afikoman. That as well is brought by the Vayaged Moshe. So, in fact, it's brought in the postgame that there's some that are historically in favor of doing the stealing of the afikoman from the children, or having them take it, not using the word stealing. The Piskei Tshuva says we shouldn't call it genevas afikoman, the stealing of the afikoman. We should call it chatifas afikoman, like the taking, the grabbing. But it shouldn't be stealing. This isn't a concept of stealing. But in any case, the Or Chaim brings in the name of the Sefer Moore, or Mashigonvi Hatinokos afikoman, this concept that the children are stealing the afikoman. It's hevel, it's a terrible minhag. And it's a problematic in addition, because the goyim hear that we are teaching our children to steal. Zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim, remembering the natzlu, based on the pasuk that Klal Yisrael looted Mitzrayim. They took all the assets out of Mitzrayim with them on the yitzias Mitzrayim. Accordingly, the non-Jews are making this claim that we're remembering the stealing in Mitzrayim, so too they're teaching their kids to steal the afikoman. And the Moori Or concludes the Alkein Hamoneya Mishubach, anyone who avoids doing the stealing of the afikoman, that is preferred. So we see indeed that there are those against this minhag. In fact, the Rav Chaim Mibrisk and also the Admor in Lubavitch, they were makbi to not have any of this stealing of the afikoman at their Leil HaSeder. On the other hand, there are those that were indeed in favor of this minhag. The Maram Chalava says, Gozlim zem yadzeh l'simcha, we steal the afikomen one from the other. It's part of the simcha of the Lel HaSeder, and according for the children to also ask what's going on, and so they shouldn't fall asleep, make it interesting for them. So he was very in favor of this minhag. The Sefer HaMichtam says, Gozlim v'torfin zemizeh, zorzelezeh, we do indeed steal back and forth. The Noed Kitzon Yosef says, Ein levatel haminhag, we should not be mevatel this minhag that the young children are stealing the afikomen. And he brings also in the name of the Milei Da'avos, that yesh kavana amuka, there are deep concepts, Kabbalistic concepts on this whole afikomen issues, and the stealing of the afikomen is something should not be put down. But again, the Piskei Tshuva says we have to be makbid, if we are going to do it, to not call it the stealing of the afikomen, but rather chatifas afikomen, the taking or grabbing of the afikomen, but just don't call it stealing. So there we have various minhagim, and obviously each family should stick with their own designated minhag. Have a wonderful day.